It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, hello, Flicksters. Are you ready for another massive show? We certainly are. JT here and Grant Lee.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Lee.
How are you, JT? Great to hear and see you.
Great to see you too, my friend. Great to see you too. How was your week? How was your Father's Day?
Oh, it was actually really good. You know what I did? My wife said, oh, let's go out for brunch. And I said,
brunch?
No. Yeah, for brunch. Oh. Because my son is, he was going to his partner's place for her Father's Day for lunch. And so, and my other son was working that night at the cinema. So we had to do brunch. And I didn't want to do breakfast because that's too early. Anyway, I said, no, let's not go out. Let's stay at home and I'll cook Eggs Benedict. So I made my hollandaise sauce. Poached the eggs. It was really on Turkish. I love it.
Susie, so homemaker at its finest again. I love this. Bit of whisker this, the whisker that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I love cooking. Hey, how was your Father's Day?
Well, you missed the brief, Mr. Lee. It's Father's Day where you don't do anything, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I had a great day. I loved it. Got gifts. See, we got lots of kids. We got five kids, so lots of presents. Lots of
That's
presents.
Good.
I love all the little stuff they do. I know that some people are like, wouldn't you prefer actually like gifts? No, I think we love the stuff they make at daycare and school.
Yes,
and that kind of stuff. Correct. Just so beautiful.
Remember when our kids went to the same school? Mine are well and truly a little bit older now. But when they were, they had the Father's Day stalls and they were so much fun. They would go along and pick that present and you go, good on you. They actually picked it and that's nice. I think that means more.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
I think, than what the present is.
My 6-year-old got, what did she get from the stall this year? Oh, I got 3 different cups. So for every beverage I have a different kind of cup for it. So I'm looking at it
going, good.
That's great. That's really good.
It is. It's nice.
So, yeah. But, hey, happy Father's Day to all of our dads, our Flicks of Dads for last Sunday. Hope you had a bloody awesome day. As we rip into another episode of Talkin' Flicks, Mr. Lee, today we've got some top fives. We're not going to the USA for a change, which is very exciting.
No.
Thank God for that. That's thank you to our audience. Thank you very much. Yes. That is awesome. We're going somewhere else. We'll tell you where we'll be revealed when we get to that part of the podcast. You're doing some real news as well.
Yes.
On real news today. What are you talking about today? I haven't even had a look yet. Spider-Man
didn't look.
Is going
well,
to be
yeah,
about.
There's still something about Spider-Man and something about Andrea. No, what's the name?
Ariana.
I can't remember her name.
Ariana Grande.
Something about her.
I'm interested to hear more about what's happening in with Spider-Man at the box office because I'm predicting he's going to be there again this week, somewhere inside the five.
Somewhere. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
How
many weeks has it been number one for now? This would be a record, surely. It's 7 weeks.
It has to be six or seven weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. Will he be knocked off his perch this week? We'll find out when we do our top fives. We're going to go around the calendar because there's a lot happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. That is all still to come. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Our first movie has taken just under 30 years to get a sequel. Can you believe that?
1998 was the year this
That's
film
scary.
First came out.
28 years ago. That is incredible. Crazy. So I'm just in shock that it was that long ago because it feels like it was only yesterday. Of course, we're talking about Practical Magic 2. It is so good to see Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman are back. Would you believe that they haven't actually starred in a movie since then, since the original Practical Magic?
And they were so good in that too. Like, I love the original.
They played great sisters, Sally and Gillian. But this one, they've come back as producers which is a plus for them both because that means extra money as well.
Of course.
And just a little bit of fun fact, the house, which was a Victorian-style house, they actually had to rebuild the whole house because either it was on a set and it was just for the movie that they built, or it was a real movie, a real house, and it either got destroyed or something. But yeah, how good is that that they actually rebuilt their own house? Because I don't think it'd be the same without the house.
No, gotta have the house. It's a great movie. One of the ones you definitely want to check out this weekend. Let's have a listen to Practical Magic 2, the sequel.
No magic is stronger than sisterhood. Cast by fate, tested by time, and never broken.
What is wrong with you? Are you like six? Are you six? Yeah. Okay.
You need to get out there, Sal. Have a little fun.
When was the last time you were touched?
I have my family, and I'm not receiving texts with photos that I did not ask for.
Oh, let me tell you about Chad.
Oh, we know
truly
plenty about
to
Chad.
Come on. Hi. Hi. Oh, nerdy body, body,
body. Remember when Mom would tell stories where everyone who fell in love
died?
You don't believe we're cursed?
No.
We're Owen's women. Love is our undoing.
What if you guys were all just a little bit dramatic?
Here's the thing about magic. It won't be silenced.
Is this real? Is he gonna die?
It's true. We're witches and the curse is real.
I will never trust you again.
Kylie said she's gonna go and fix the curse.
This will lead her into the dark path. If you want to find her, you have to work together.
My blood, your blood,
our blood.
Jed said we could trust this guy. He's a scholar of the craft.
He's very strange to me.
He's under a spell.
Hand on unmarked flesh.
Go, now.
Easier said than done, Jillian.
With us always.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I can't even sense her right now.
You're afraid of your power.
Well, I've seen what my power can do. The idea that they may have the same power terrifies me.
When you have someone who knows who you were and who you will always be, there is no deeper tie, no stronger bond.
I want you to know if anything happens to me, Julia, it's you. You are my person.
Good morning.
Oh, good. You have your clothes on.
Yeah, now, of course, Mr. Lee, this is off the 1995 Alice Hoffman book. That was where the original movie came from. And then the 2021 novel, The Book of Magic, is where we're seeing the sequel. And again, another one of Alice Hoffman's books. Have you read many of her works? Is this something you're into, Mr. Lee?
I can safely say I haven't. But you know what? Shame. That doesn't say no. Now that I know Alice Hoffman is a novelist, I might look at something.
Oh, that'd be good. Read. How about you read it and get back to me and let me know what happens?
Yeah. Well, can I say, I'd rather watch the movie because it's so much quicker than reading a book.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. So there you go. That is a sequel for you right there. That is Practical Magic 2. This weekend, here is a great movie for the whole family. It's Paw Patrol.
Whoa! Isn't this fun?
Whoa! Oh, I think I'm more of a land mammal.
Brace for impact!
Whoa!
If we're going into that jungle, we need to suit up for the job. Whatever this island throws at us,
yeah!
We'll be prepared.
We are so not prepared! Run! I am ready! I'm a bulldog! This is as fast as I can go!
This summer,
Dino Island is the greatest discovery in the world. I
I'm Rex.
Why don't you let me show you around?
Yeah!
Welcome to my home sweet home.
Whoa!
It doesn't have a big screen TV or Wi-Fi.
Ah, that's just my iCloud. He's always watching.
This island has the biggest diamond mine in the world.
Come here, beautiful.
When in doubt, we blast it!
Ah! That's a volcano! You're going to destroy the island! We need all the help we can get!
Take this moment.
Witness a big screen event.
Stay cool, little doggies.
But I want you there.
Of prehistoric proportions.
We've got an island saved.
What was that?
It's my stomach. Those baby dinosaurs ate all my pup treats.
Oh, come on! No dinos too big, no pups too small.
I can do this.
Paw Patrol, the dino movie.
No fear! I want a dinosaur BFF. Best friends forever.
Now, this is the third Paw Patrol movie. Now, this is following up from the Paw Patrol, the movie from 2021, the Paw Patrol, the Mighty movie in 2023. Rex has got a much bigger role, as you can probably tell by the voice. He is a specialist in dinosaurs, hence that's why they're in Dinosaur World.
So, oh, yeah. Well, it is called the Dino movie. And some...
Yeah.
Big names, some superstars in this one, Miss Lee. We're talking a cast of Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'd love to see that. Jennifer Hudson, Terry Crews, Paris Hilton, and Bill Nye. So there you go. That's some pretty big names there.
You know you've made it when you're in a Paw Patrol movie, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And I have as well, as you would have heard in the trailer, Backstreet Boys. If you don't know if you're a big Backstreet Boys fan, Mr. Lee, but they have hopped on the soundtrack for this. Bottle Up, which is another one of these big songs that feature in the movie. So, yeah, nothing like a boy band in a Paw Patrol movie.
I wonder if that'll go number one.
No, I don't think
so. I reckon
so.
It will.
I'm just saying, Miss Lee. I'm just saying. Now, speaking of a band that has gone to number one, though, is Oasis. Now, you know who these guys are, don't you? You know all about them.
I know Noel and Liam Gallagher. I know that the whole plane episode and their brothers don't talk at all and all. I know all those, but they did come back and do this, Don't Look Back in Anger, which is Oasis Live from 2025. They came to Australia.
Yeah, this was last year, and
yeah.
Tickets were so hard to come by. If you got tickets, yes. you were very jealous of that person who had tickets, because we just don't know whether we're going to see this again. I mean, the boys don't get along very well, and so when you get them, people were nervous about buying tickets because it's like, I'm going to buy my tickets, and then what happens if the boys have an absolute bust up? Well, I get my money back. So, but yeah, fantastic show. People raved about it, and now it's in the movie form, Mr. Lee.
It certainly is. And as you said, it was 2009 when they actually busted up. So that's a long time ago when you think, brothers, family. So, yeah, not good that they did that. But so lucky for people to be able to see them. And, yeah, they went to UK, Ireland, North and South America, Asia, and as I said, in Australia too. Now, the next one that opens up. Now, I actually talked about this movie in Real News a few years back. It's called Runner. This is an action comedy thriller starring Alan Richardson and Owen Wilson. And this is all about an action-packed race against the clock when they've only got 3 hours to deliver a life-saving organ.
Yeah, Owen Wilson, I think, is great in this. And I want to talk as well about Alan Richardson. I've got to be honest, at first, I thought it was Sam Worthington. How identical do those two boys look? Seriously, put them against each other.
No, they don't look anything alike.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Lee. I've got to say that.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't see it.
Yeah, they even sound the same in parts as well. I was correct. I thought it was Sam Worthington at first. This is Runner.
There's a lot of things I don't like remembering. But I got my 1 year coin today.
You were a bit so proud of you.
I don't hurt people anymore.
What do you want?
I'm trying to deliver this parakeet thing.
You tell Daryl I don't want that bird. I want the Bentley.
You're not getting the Bentley.
Just tell me what to do with the bird. Kill it.
Save it.
Hey, Hank. We've got a private jet bringing in a medical package. Should be an easy run.
You already got a passenger back here.
All right. What's the itinerary?
There's a little girl that's very sick, and we're bringing her a new liver. If she doesn't get this today, she's not going to make it.
Let me ask you a question. How much does one of those go for in the black market?
Hank, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Just answer the question.
It's kind of priceless.
Keep a hand on the package. Secure the bird if you can.
What?
Go, go, go!
I want to get out of this car.
I know, we can't get out of the car right now.
I want to get out of the car.
Well, you said you wanted to get out.
Is he gonna die?
Listen, I know how scared you are. There's nothing in the world that's gonna keep us from getting to you.
We're both heroes today.
All this violence, and she dies anyway.
Are you taking this seriously now, Hank Malone?
That's my ride!
Later today, you're gonna realize I'm one of the good guys.
Might take longer than later today.
Undo the oxygen tank!
What? What?
Throw it out the back!
This is the best day of my life.
Can someone just tell me what's going on?
We need a car. Hank's car is currently on fire. He blew it up.
Now, you did hear some Aussie voices there, some Aussies, Lila George, Sullivan Stapleton, Peter Sargent, Geraldine Hakewell, and Kate Box. Big names, Mr. Lee.
There
big
is.
Names right there.
I think you also see a little bit of Aussie locations.
Yeah, okay.
Well, somewhere around Brisbane, I think.
It definitely looks like Brisbane, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, so that is Runner, and that is out this week, along with these great films.
Yeah, by any means, Fall 2, Dead Point, The Dog Stars, The End of Oak Street, Insidious, Out of the Further, Mutiny, Spa Weekend, Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, Toy Story 5, Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass, and Holy Days. Check your local website or box office for what's screening now.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Talking Flicks Top 5.
Now, we did receive some complaints about this segment
via
the Forum 6 and the Talking Flicks podcast website, because somebody once said to us, and I'll read this out, Mr. Lee, you say you go to every corner of the globe, yet you do not.
Yes.
You constantly go to the USA and JT bitches like a whining little girl. So, hey, look, thank you very much for those comments. Yes. So we've decided not to go to the USA this week, and we're going to go somewhere else.
We are, because this email came from the UK.
Hey, so I probably did too. UK. Yes, that's right. Hey, we have a lot of people listening in France, which is close to the UK, right? So, yeah,
correct.
You know, yes. Okay, so I want you to do the UK in your best British accent this week, Mr. Lee.
Oh, gosh, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it.
Well, you do it. You do it. And, give it your best. I'll change up the music. And
okay.
Right?
Okay. A Cockney accent. Okay. The number five, The Dog Stars. Number four, Coyote versus Acme, I should say. Number three, I can't do a friggin' accent. Number three, Insidious, Out of the Further. Number two is The Odyssey. And number one for the UK, Spider-Man, brand new day.
Doesn't matter where you go, Spider-Man's just reigning supreme, isn't it? Just unbelievable.
It certainly is.
And let's get ready for to be number one here in Oz too, I definitely would imagine. Number five is By Any Means. Number four is Fall 2 Deadpoint, which we will be reviewing tomorrow with our Flickster. Number three is Mizapure, the movie. Number two is The Odyssey at number one. I'm going to do a drum roll anyway, but I don't think we need
it. Yeah, we all know.
Complete waste of a sound effect, really. It is Spider-Man Brand New Day, number one, 7 weeks straight. This is ridiculous, Mr. Lee. Please.
Absolutely. It certainly is. I can't believe it. Like, can you imagine being number one for this long? It's incredible.
So basically I'm just getting ahead for the next 7 days, okay? So basically what we're saying is either Practical Magic 2, Paw Patrol, Oasis, or Runner. Need to basically take Spider-Man down in the next 7 days. I think it's pretty safe.
I think it just is saying. Too, actually.
It's kind
of like actually, Practical Magic might do it, but yeah. I think it'll be number two next week, so that's my...
Oh, Practical Magic 2 will be...
Yeah. Number two.
Number two. Yeah. I think it's going to be number one. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no,
I don't think so. I think that is a very, very nice looking top five, though. Again, I don't know. It's going to take something massive, I think, to wipe Spider-Man off the top there. Yeah, he's just doing so well. Speaking of Spider-Man...
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between... It's Talking Flicks, real news.
Let's just rip into it, Mr. Lee, on the red carpet, and let's talk about Spidey.
Look, it's now taken over $2.4 billion, which is insane. And I was reading an article the other day about cinema is back because we've had so many billion-dollar movies, you know,
it's from
Toy Story 5, The Odyssey, $2.4 billion with Spider-Man. So many movies this year have made it over. So cinema isn't back as yet, but it's coming back, which is a good thing.
And can we just thank the people that are going to see these movies as well?
Yeah,
because correct. The ones that are turning up, they're going and buying their tickets, getting in to see a film on the big screen. Thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely. It is such a great thing. Now, Oscars, you know, things are starting to heat up now because a lot of the 26-27 awards calendar is now underway, which is meaning studios are beginning to position their biggest prestige movies around now because this is when people are looking and remembering. We won't forget The Odyssey. We won't forget Project Hail Mary. You know, those sort of movies people will remember. But this is when, you know, the Guild Awards, Golden Globes, the SAGs, everything is going to be start looking at now. So, yeah. Is it too early to pick our Oscars yet, JT?
I think so.
But I
am starting to get vibes of certain films that I predict are going to be there. I'm looking forward to taking you down, Mr. Lee, in a few months. So, you know, I wait 12 months for this. So,
I know.
You know, yeah.
Well, I was so pleased I won this year. But anyway,
by a point, I will point out. Did Stephen Bradbury?
Yeah. It was, actually. Andrea Grande, she is out at the moment promoting her new movie, Focker-in-Law. I love the Fockers. Do you?
I do,
I love it. The Meet the Fockers, Little Focker. Yeah, Focker-in-Law. It was just such a great movie. And you just go, Robert De Niro in a comedy is just incredible. And, like, he plays it so well.
So I should point out, like, I love that how over the years, every movie they've dropped, they've kind of, we're seeing an introduction to a new character or, you know, how it's played out. Now Ariana Grande is basically marrying the son and he becomes the person who's doing the lie detector tests and all that kind of stuff. He's taken over as the very protective dad. So
because Andrea is really very much like Robert De Niro's character. And I love that. I think that's so good.
26 so years fun. After the original Meet the Parents. Unbelievable. Wow.
Who would think at that time you'd go, 26 years later, we're still making a movie.
Just crazy.
It is, absolutely. That's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Oh, Miss Lee, we're running way over this week.
We are way over.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's do it. So, Tamworth Walker and Orange on September 24, we've got Avengers Endgame special. Last weekend, we had Cars the 20th, and it went off, which was really good. October 4, we got the next National Theatre Live, which is the Miss Danforth. And then on Wagga tonight, they've got their ladies' movie night happening for Practical Magic 2. Which is so exciting. Tamworth, we've got ours tomorrow night. It has sold out in Tamworth, so I don't know about the other sites, but Tamworth has sold out. We've also got the Forum Art House next movie, which is End Sons on September 20. And Orange, they've got their ladies' movie night for Practical Magic 2 tonight. And then on September 27, Orange Film Society movie is The Blue Trail, which is an adventure drama fantasy sci-fi movie. So that's what's happening around the screens.
Next week, some more big movies coming to the big screen. Forgotten Island, Dave Franco in this one, Mr. Lee. Joe and Riza find themselves stranded in the mystical world of the Forgotten Island of Nikolai. And they discover their only way home might come at the expense of a lifetime of shared memories. I don't know what that is going to look like, but it sounds good to me.
It certainly does. A nice animated movie. Also, we've got the Coyote taking on Acme. Did you watch The Roadrunner and the Coyote back in the day?
Oh, yes. yeah, definitely.
It was
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, look, after all the Acme products have failed so many times when, you know, Cody's been trying to get the Roadrunner. Well, Will I.E. Cody decides to get a lawyer and sue Acme Corporation.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't either. Yeah. Will Forday, John Cena, Tony Bell, big cast. So that opens next week.
Also, Resident Evil as well. If you're a Resident Evil fan, this is a great horror. Austin Abrams in this one. Paul Waterhouser as well. And we'll have more on those movies next week.
Yes, I can't wait.
But tomorrow, though, we are talking forward to Deadpool, which I did go and see, Mr. Lee. I did.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I'm so excited you did, because you said last week you were going to go see it, so I'm so pleased you actually did go.
Very excited to go and see it, so I can't wait to talk about it. That will be tomorrow.
Wait.
Don't miss that episode.
You know what? I won't sleep tonight knowing. So, yeah, I'll go all day and night and not sleep until I get to talk to you tomorrow to find out what you thought.
Well.
No?
Not worth it, Mr. Lee. Not worth it. This is a guy who lives and breathes his job, all right? Mr. Lee's not sleeping tonight. I'll be good tomorrow. Mr. Lee will be half asleep. Have a wonderful... Please sleep, Mr. Lee, please.
I will.
Okay. Have a good night's sleep. And we'll catch you tomorrow for the Flickster Fall 2 Deadpoint. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.